Misery Hour with Hans close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche.
Pussy.
Told you so!
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio! With your host, Teddy!
It's cabaret time, it's burlesque time, it's time for the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival! Yes! It's almost here, it's almost right around the corner. What up? I'm Teddy Smooth, and welcome to Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. This is part one of our two-part series about the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival, which gets going this Friday, May 1st, and it runs 10 days. I got a little pamphlet here. I could read you a little blurb from the festival. We present to you with joy and glittering pride a multi-day celebration which showcases the diverse, delightful, and multifaceted Vancouver burlesque community. Yes, that's all going to be over the next 2 days, and I've talked about it on the show before, and I might mention it to Shanti Brett, a.k.a. Shabubi Bubarella, who's on the Vancouver Burlesque Board of Operators. I may have mentioned to her that over the course of the last few weeks, I've mentioned, hey, what about next year? What about a different name, like the Cabberlesque Festival? Because this festival goes so much beyond the world of burlesque. It delves into banquets of broads, which we'll talk about with Jenny Magenta coming up. It delves into the world of musicals. Love. I miss doing stuff with you. Yeah, all right. See, there's a musical, there's a murder mystery. Ah, who has killed? Who has killed? You are dead. There's a murder mystery, there's everything. There's even two kitty nights. Hey, look at that, I'm promoting something I work on. It's Sunday nights at the Biltmore. Coming up this Sunday, it's the Starlet Harlots. But we'll get more into that when we get into upcoming events a little later on in the show. Also, later on in the show, a new segment here on Cabba Radio. It's called Check This Out. Check this out. It's a new segment. Just some things I see along the week that I might want to pass on. Some internet sites, some cool stuff for you to go see. Just check it out. That's what it is. It's check this out. Thank you very much, sir. Right on. We're just touching some buttons in the background here.
Testing a few things.
There we go. We're testing a few things. I don't know what's going on around these parts. But, part one of the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival. It's a sneak peek into the festival with your host, Teddy Smooth. Yes, this is part one. Tonight on the show, Jenny Magenta. Woo! Okay, it's a little bit weird on radio when you do that. Usually when you're at a show and you mention this girl's name, the crowd goes wild. And so I was trying to mimic that a little bit. Also on the show, Shabubi Bubarella. She'll be on to talk about her show, but also she's also representing the Vancouver International Burlesque Festival Board. So we'll get down to how the festival works, what it takes to put on a show like this. Do they still need volunteers? Because that is a cool way to see a show. And we'll also talk to the Wet Spots live from their live rehearsal. They're singing and dancing right now. I am part of that show and I had to leave to come talk to you tonight. So we're going to check in with them a little bit later on in the show to find out just what it takes to put on a musical in under a month. This is a full two-length musical. I know there was a similar name last year, but this is a completely, completely different beast. A completely different beast. It's a full two-act musical. There's 11 new songs. It's all coming up. We're going to talk to them live from rehearsal at the Wise Hall. So, if you'd like
to get involved in this conversation, it's very easy. Just give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. Hey, and guess what? Tonight on the show, we also have tickets. Tickets to the Burlesque Festival.
Tickets.
Who wants tickets? Who wants tickets? Anyone want some
tickets? For you out here.
Yes, we have free tickets for you. Free to not one, but two different shows. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jenny Magenta will talk to you a little bit later about that. You can call in and win when she tells you the word to do that. And we're going to get you tickets to her show, which is Banquets of Broads, a second helping. That's starting off the festival this Friday. And then I also have tickets to the show that I'm in on Saturday, which is By the Seat of Our Panties, a burlesque musical, which is going to be at the Wise Hall. I have two tickets to that. So just a little bit later in the show, we are going to give you tickets. We're going to interview some of the burlesque people around. But for now, I'm Teddy Smooth, and listen to this. And now, another important message from TextureWayOutOfTrouble.com. Hey, we all know your girlfriend's great, but sometimes you just need a little something on the side. We all do. Before, you had to phone and worry that your girlfriend might hear the quiver in your voice. But now you can be worry-free. Send a text message. TextureWayOutOfTrouble.com presents their new pussy package. Send all the text messages you want for only $12.95 a month. Send a text message and set your mind at ease as you ravage the body of your lover. Here at TextYourWayOutOfTrouble.com, we can't cheat on your girlfriend for you, but we can help. TextYourWayOutOfTrouble.com. It's that easy.
Rising up back on the street, did my time, took my chances. I went the distance, now I'm back on my feet, just a man with the will to survive. And many times it happened too fast, you change your passion for the glory. Don't lose your grip on dreams of the past, you gotta fight to keep them alive. It's the eye of a tiger, dream of a fight, rising up to challenge a rival. The last known survivor stalks prey in the night, watching us all in the eye of the tiger. Face out in the night, hanging tough, staying hungry. They stack the odds till we take them to the street. We kill with the skill to survive. Yes, it's the eye of the tiger, it's the cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. And it's the last known survivor who stalks in the night, watching us all in the eye. Oh, the tiger! Top, I got the guts, got the glory.
I went the distance. Not gonna stop, just a man with a will to survive. Yes. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. It's the last known survivor, stalking prey in the night, watching us all in the eye. Stalk and pray in the night, and he's watching. Oh, the tiger!
Oh, right. Woo! I mean, if you haven't gotten down on Paul Anka Rock Swings yet, there's one song to keep you going. Check that out. That guy's Canadian, and he's been around for years and years, and he's covering all these tunes. I played one last week called Jump, and that was obviously Eye of the Tiger. This is CITR 101.9 FM's newest radio show. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're here to talk about the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival. Give us a call, 822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. CITR. You can also check out our podcast, which is at CITR.ca, and Cab Radio is now on iTunes. So search iTunes and look for Cab Radio, CITR-Cab Radio. Okay, sorry, CITR-Cab Radio. See, I'm Teddy Smooth, but I don't always have the smoothest moves. But we're going to be back with Jenny Magenta. Her show starts this Friday for the 4th Annual Burlesque Festival. It's called Banquets of Broads. We'll talk to her a little bit about that right after we pay some bills.
I'm gonna be around my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right out. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Hey, welcome back to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR's newest radio show. It's Tuesday night 11, well, right now it's 11:16, and we're here talking about the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival. It gets underway in 3 days. 3 days. Thank you. Jenny Magenta. That's the voice, the sweet voice you just heard. She's here with me. Her show, Banquet of Broads, the second helping, is one of the kickoff shows that starts off the festival this Friday, May 1st. Doors at 8 p.m. Please welcome Jenny Magenta to Cab Radio.
Hi, Teddy.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm kind of freaking out because I can't believe my show is in a few days. But other than that, awesome.
I know. It's a crazy, crazy week full of tension and getting last-minute stuff done. And most of us are working on all sorts of different shows. So what is the, how's it going? What's
going
on with your show?
What's happening is this is the second year that I'm doing the Banquet of Broads. And the first year, of course, was the, I guess what I would call my producer premiere in the world of burlesque in Vancouver. And this year, I'm doing it again. And that's why we're calling it the second helping.
Second helping.
Ow! Mm. You know how you go
back. One plate wasn't enough.
No, it was not enough. I mean, is it ever enough to...
Now, but sometimes when you go back for seconds, you take a little less, but it seems like you've put on more.
Hell yeah.
I mean, this list of Lola Lockhart, Crystal Precious, Burgundy Bricks, you, Lady Villainy, I mean, pole dancers, Champagne Sparkles, or Victoria, hosted by the professor. I mean, come on. This isn't a second helping. This is like three other plates here going on.
Yeah, well, you know, we're all about greediness and overdoing things.
Glamour and
just pushing
over
it,
the top.
Over the top. And yeah, I mean, that's part of my premise of my show is just to kind of keep the burlesque scene thing going, because there's an expectation there, right, of people wanting to see the tassels and the glamour, but at the same time also including people who are incredible female performers in Vancouver, like belly dancers and
pole dancers.
So, and we had the pole dancers at our show last year. And
Betty Loop. Betty Loop a CITR radio personality?
Yes, as a matter of fact,
I believe she is. She runs Sexy in Van City.
Yes, she does.
Every Wednesday night at 10. I filled in for her 1 week. Betty Loop.
I bet you did.
CITR listeners, there's another reason to go check out the show. You can see one of CITR's personalities live and in person doing some freaky deaky dancing on a pole.
Hell yeah. And that woman is incredible. I mean, she is... I don't know. I've never been able to do those side splits, you know, the Russian side splits, the crazy ones where you put your legs out to the
side. Yeah, I do those all the time.
I know you do, Teddy, but some of us can't do it. And Betty Loop, that woman can do that with her eyes closed on a pole. So, you know, I figured I'd better hire her, you know.
That sounds pretty sweet.
And it's also nice to see a woman on a pole with her hair all long and down. And she always wears her hair down, long and flowing. You know, I don't know. I got a hair thing, I guess.
Well, you think you'd kind of have... I mean, it just adds to it if you had this long, flowing brown hair, like, flowing behind you as you're whipping around poles. I mean...
Yeah.
That is...
Yeah, you know...
That is a mental picture that looks good.
It does, and it... Well, you know, it, yeah. I think if I can say anything that's really kind of exciting about my show is the fact that I have included all these different types of female performers. And the thing that I love about it is that I'm also giving people a little bit of a smattering of what to expect with the festival to come.
Sure. So. I mean, that's what I was going off a little bit earlier, and I've gone off a few weeks, is that a lot of the festival is much more beyond just the word of burlesque. And I understand there's a component out there where you want to get that out there. But there's just, I mean, just your show in general, not all cabaret is burlesque, but all burlesque is cabaret.
Oh, yes.
And I do. And I just want to make this clear. Someone mentioned to me the other day that I was suggesting calling it the Cabaret Festival. I was not doing that. First of all, that's kind of a boring name.
Well, yeah.
And I wouldn't do that, but I mentioned names like Cabarlesque. And this may be a few years down the road, but I was just thinking, I mean, there's just so much thrown into this festival that it's so much more. It's crazy. Even just your show.
Well, thank you very much, Teddy. I mean, I think one of the things, too, is to sort of dispel that little bit of a myth that people have about the concept of burlesque.
Sure.
They have an idea that means girls with their fancy fans and doing their dancing and doing the pasties. And when you actually look at what burlesque is, it does involve a cabaret setting. So, you know, I can hear what you're saying there, Teddy. I'm taking in what you're putting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
You're putting in what I'm putting in? What?
What?
What was that?
I said I'm taking in what you're putting out.
I'm taking in what you're putting.
I'm breathing in what you're breathing out.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah, you
sorry.
Got it.
It's
I know.
It's just a little weird there. Are you in any other shows?
I am. I'm also in Burlesque the Catwalk, which is on May 4th, Monday. That's featuring many of Vancouver's amazing burlesque dancers. And several local designers. That's only $5 to get into. And I'm also doing Dr. Sketchy's... Oh, my mic. Hello.
No, you're good.
I'm also doing Dr. Sketchy's Anti-Art School, which is at Pat's Pub on the Sunday before Kitty Nights, which is basically like going to live school, live drawing, like a live... art class, except that instead of it being like a nude, ugly, hippie guy with a beard and a belt on for no reason.
Hey, don't make fun of me.
I'm sorry, Teddy.
I mean, that is sometimes just how I like to look when I model nude.
I know, and I understand. And it
hurts my feelings that you would
suggest
that I was a...
Well, after you took the fanny pack off and you started to wear just the belt, it got a bit confusing. Anyway, so instead of people with that kind of a look, no judgment,
right.
No judgment.
No, no.
You have burlesque dancers or drag queens or sorts of interesting characters. And in the Dr. Sketchy's night, it will be me and a local dancer, artist, burlesque performer named Amber Dawn. And it's a saloon-themed night.
So Amber Dawn.
Amber Dawn will be my pony. And I get to maybe ride her and pose for the people who want to draw. So, you know, I'm pretty busy during the festival. I'm also in Tease for Two, which is, you'll be talking about next week with the
girls. I will. Some of the girls will be here. Some of the Sweet Soul girls will be here. And hopefully we can also talk to Burgundy and the Professor, who are doing the first half of that show. But I don't want to get in too much this week because there's just so much in the first couple days that's why it's a two-part series. And that's what we're talking about here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. This is the aforementioned Smooth Man. This is CITR's news radio show, Cab Radio, and we're here talking about the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival, which gets underway this Friday. There is a little VIBF opening martini party. That's this Friday from 7 to 8:15 at El Barrio, which is on Hastings near Nanaimo. And then we're going to kick it all down to Jenny Magenta, who we're talking to. Her banquet abroad's the second helping. That's at the Russian Confederation Hall. Now, where is that? I'm not too sure where that is.
Well, many people know it as the venue for the local company called Leaky Heaven Circus. It is a hall that is just Hawks and Campbell. Hawks runs is one of the cross streets a couple blocks east of Pat's Pub, and Campbell runs parallel with Hastings, so it's just in that area before you get to that awesome dim sum place, the Pink Pearl,
right? So and, around the Pat's Pub, Whitechapel sort of area.
It's a little bit further east from there.
Okay.
And it's right in Strathcona, and
cool.
Russian Hall. It looks like a little White House. And you'll be able to tell because there'll be amazing, gorgeous, and beautiful people there everywhere. So, you know, you'll know you're in the right place.
All right. Well, we'll be back with Jenny Magenta just after this. We'll also be bringing in Shibubi Bubarello, who's on the board of the Vancouver Festival. We'll talk to her about her show as well, which is the Pink Flamingos, which happens this Saturday.
Incredible.
But first, Jenny, you brought a little song along for everyone to listen to.
I did. This is a little bit of I guess what we would call maybe a tidbit of what you may expect to see danced to at the Banquet of Broads.
Okay.
And this is by a wonderful group called the Old Crow Medicine Show, and this is their song, Down Home Girl. You may see me being a down home girl at the Banquet of Broads. Teddy?
One can only hope.
Well, I swear your perfume, baby, is made out of turnip green. Every time I kiss you, girl, it tastes like pork and beans. Walking through the cotton field. To get down and pray. Girl, you know that dress you're wearing made out of fiberglass. Every time you move like that, girl, I got to go to Sunday mass. Thank you. take you to the muddy river and push you in so I can watch the water roll on down your velvet skin. I'm gonna take you down to New Orleans, down in Dixieland, so I can watch you do the second line with an umbrella in your hand.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to one.
Yo, this is Cab Radio with Teddy Spoon's newest segment called Check This Out. A couple things I've seen around town last week, thought maybe I'd pass on. Hey, it's the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival. It starts this Friday, May 1st. And hey, look, here's something to check out. Photographer Trevor Jansen. If you don't know him, check him out. He's put together his own tribute to the burlesque scene and the festival with his latest culture blog entry. Check it out at www.vvsv.ca. That's www.vsv.ca. It's hot. It's hot. There's girls' hotness. It's all over the place. Also, check this out. An amazing new internet show is emerging in Vancouver, and it's called Get Grounded TV. They just finished a new episode that features two of Vancouver's leading ladies of burlesque, Crystal Precious and Burgundy Bricks, talking about the Burlesque Festival. It's a rad little segment, a couple minutes long. Check it out, www.getgrounded.tv. That's getgrounded.tv. And make sure you check under the pop culture section, because that's where the burlesque section is. Also, last thing I want to check you out and check this out. Hey, Saturday is International No Pants Day. I'm just saying.
The old prince still lived at home.
Yeah.
One, two.
Yo, I live at home still, not paying phone bills, hydro or rent, and my mom makes most meals. So it's so ill, I don't need no skrill, only cash for gas when I borrow my folks' wheels.
But you can't drive.
Whatever, our van died.
Get a good bite.
Man, who I look like, that Lance guy? I ain't pushing no banana seat, looking like some 8-year-old kid on your grandma's street. You can go ahead, call me lazy. I just retired real young, y'all, call me Jay-Z. Or maybe I just hate these crappy jobs, call me crazy. But I refuse to work, a man, it's miserable, can't do it less it's due to circumstance, and I need the cash to feed my astronomical appetite. But for the time being, y'all, I sacrifice and have a life. Mine is a couple of luxuries, is cutting my budget skins and getting some stuff for free. Like, why's a brother need a dentist?
It's expensive.
And my gums will bleed. They do every time when he scrubs them clean. And every year they try to bump the fee. Plus, I'll probably recommend braces. That's another G. Well, thanks a lot, Doc. But listen, I can brush my teeth all on my own, so you ain't gonna hustle me. So that takes care of the dental plan. Now, here's a potential scam. Getting my toes crushed by your rental van. Then if I sue the driver and the rental guys, Enterprise or whatever, I bet they would settle nice. Court, I joined. Now I just gotta pay for the law forms. Spent 2 weeks eating popcorn like students do, except I'm grown and it's not dorms, so it's a bit more pathetic. Okay, a lot more. But what y'all got a mock for? What's wrong with my mock 3? Y'all gotta be macho and mock more. Well, not me, and I do not need to change blades. In summer, oh, hair I shave, chin, back, face, legs. And the rashes really last more than 8 days usually, so that's cool with me. I can save great.
But hygiene,
there's no reason to buy things like soap or Visines or getting clothes dry clean. I don't throw away dough on no facials. Yeah, I make rolls on my pennies.
I even pay folks in clubs out this case full of pesos I lug.
Bro, get them exchanged.
Nope, I'm waiting till the weight's low. Don't hate joke, just cause y'all wasteful. Y'all wanna make your brother scapegoat. It's bug. It's all nuance. Use your head. Why get a bed and a couch when you can slouch on a futon instead? If you got a little bread like croutons, download them new songs and spread them coupons.
Share what happened.
I couldn't afford the whole beat. I know.
You couldn't afford it.
Yeah. No, the guy was just charging so much. It was totally not worth it. So I was just like, let's just like kind of just vibe with it.
What?
Like, I'll just like spit the verse and then you just start clapping. The last
clap
verse.
Hands.
Yeah, just clap your hands from there or whatever. I'll start it. It's like, yo, if you happy when you save $2 a week, you steal your neighbor's empty bottles and keep all your receipts and only treat your girl yearly to McDonald's to eat. Don't be ashamed. Pop your collars, man. Holler at me. If y'all are this cheap, because this is for acknowledging peeps. It's got to track every dime using columns and sheets. If you strip search the mall for the bargain to beat, like every day you're just a penny safe from starving in the streets. Keep carving a niche. I started on a jar for the week. Little shaddy still to come for their college degree. Yo, I figure starting early on the market is key, cause I plan on having smart daughters all Harvard MZ. And regardless, we gon' never put a car on the streets, let some gas prices lower and the parking is free. And no parking for me, not even glove scarves or fleece. I may freeze, but I'll keep saving marvelously. Holla. I told you, we just have to vibe with it, man. It's good.
That sounds
it's dope. Yeah, no, it's a good track. Cut it.
Hey, that's Shad, Canadian hip-hop guy. I believe he's from Edmonton, here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We are here tonight talking about the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival. Oh, it's 10 days of boobs, asses, and tassels. Oh my, there's so many shows. We're here with Jenny Magenta. We talked to her just a little bit earlier, and we also are giving away some tickets to her show, Banquet of Broads, The Second Helping. That's coming up in just a little bit, so stay tuned to learn how to win those. We're also giving away tickets to By the Seat of Her Panties, which stars moi as Frankie, the young guy from out of town that joins the old burlesque troupe. We're also going to be talking to the Wet Spots. We're going to be calling them live from rehearsal at the Wise Hall in about 10 or so minutes. We'll see how long we get to them, probably 10, 15 minutes. But first, I'd like to welcome to the studio. She is putting on her own show called The Pink Flamingo Burlesque, which is happening at the Red Room this Saturday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. And she's also part of the board of directors at the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival. Welcome, Shanti Brett, a.k.a. Shaboobie Bubarella.
Thank you, Teddy Smooth, a.k.a. Nathan Kellogg.
No, what? Don't.
Sorry, we're ruining a few interviews.
We are not
here.
Saying any of those things. This is not. I don't even know what you're talking about.
No,
E-Rock, do you know
I
what she's talking
know
about?
What you're talking about either.
Yes.
I know, Teddy Kellogg.
Shaboobie Bubarella, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How are you?
Smooth. I'm very well. Thank you very much.
It's lovely to see you here in studio.
It's very exciting to see you, Teddy,
so,
as always.
The 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival. First thing I want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
For weeks.
Mm-hmm.
For many weeks. As many weeks as I've been on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's... This
Millions.
Is the fourth week. Is that I've been stressing the fact that this festival is just so much more beyond burlesque. What do you have to say to that?
Well, we have the Vancouver International Burlesque Festival, the 4th annual, runs this year from May 1st to May 10th. We have multiple producers, multiple shows over 10 days and 10 nights. It's a little bit crazier than previous festivals. It's
why? Why is it crazier?
It has become the longest consecutive day running burlesque festival in the world.
No way, really?
Some burlesque festivals may run for 3 days of special events, but no, not us.
No.
We have such a prolific amount of burlesque artists in Vancouver, so it is it has just exploded, and we have multiple shows every night.
And this explosion has been, like, the last 5 years. It's not like it's really exploded in the last 3 years even.
Oh, it has. I arrived here
yes.
4 years ago, for example. I was, like, the only international burlesque performer from Australia as Shaboobie Bubarella. And since that time, there's about 80 performers in the fledgling stage that I was then, so it's truly grown. And due to the great community here, the amount of shows, producers, artists, classes, etc., it's given so many people an opportunity to get in on the scene, express themselves, and a very creative sensual expression going on.
Ow! And tell us a little bit about how does the festival board work? Tell us how it works.
The board work, we're all volunteers. There's six of us this year. We meet every week or twice a week or whatever needed. We basically try and create a lot of the festival with the help of a lot of volunteers and accomplices per se. So it has been largely six people or so sort of organising a lot of aspects of the festival, but we have such a great network of producers and performers here. So the community at large, as I mentioned before, is getting larger and larger, and it's people are putting more in. Everyone's using their expertise to sort of broaden this art form of, you know, a lot of burlesque performers, just to explain the art form situation, we make our own costumes, do our own choreography, and work on our own characters. So a lot of people have given people more opportunities to do that.
Do you find a lot of artists have been attracted to that from other art forms because there is so much control?
I suspect so. Like musicians, etc., want to get in on the act. My thing, the Pink Flamingo Burlesque, we have a jazz band that plays burlesque music, but it's not just us. There's other bands, Big John Bates, etc., that incorporate burlesque acts into their shows also.
Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smith.
There's just no avoiding that phone call.
Excellent. We have a Misty Knight on the line.
Ooh.
We'd like to chat with Shanti. Oh,
Misty Knight is okay. On the board of directors for the Burlesque Festival.
See if we can get her on there.
Hey, Eric. Misty.
Okay, here we go.
Play Misty for me.
Wait. Ready?
One, two, three.
Misty, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Misty.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good.
So, Misty, you're also part of the board of directors.
Yes, I have, and it's been a very fun year.
Tell us a little bit. Are you new to this?
I'm new to the board, yeah.
So tell us about your experience with the board, then. How has it been for you to delve into sort of the background of performance?
It has been interesting. It's been exciting. It's been a lot of paperwork.
A lot of paperwork.
But they're a great group of people to work with, and it's going to be a fantastic festival.
Fantastic. I think so as well.
I think it's quite fantastic.
Now that I have two board members here, maybe I'll strike my idea out. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I've also mentioned that I think in either next year or maybe years down the road, perhaps because of the involvement of so many different types of acts, that perhaps it should be called maybe Caberlesque Festival, because it incorporates so many more things than just the aspect of burlesque. What do two board members think of that idea?
I understand that completely, but the thing with burlesque is it does sort of bring together so many elements, from vaudeville to slapstick to dance to even pole dancing, stripping style.
But wouldn't that be under the umbrella of cabaret, not burlesque?
Well, Teddy,
that's what I want to know.
That means, yeah, we're going to have to start defining burlesque for everyone.
Oh, there we go. We might have to start defining what it is we do.
And I think we're still exploring that. And I think we have tried as a board to incorporate as many different kind of variety acts as possible. We encouraged, you know, new producers that was sort of burlesque related to apply and produce their own show. And yeah, I'm doing a show, by the way.
Hell yeah,
you are.
I have a huge cast, so it would take forever to list everybody off, but on May 4th at the Caprice Nightclub on Granville Street is Burlesque the Catwalk. This is the night where we show off our amazing fashion scene in the burlesque world.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
I personally think it's one of the most important elements, and I also am showcasing the amazing independent designers we have involved in the scene and the amazing costumers.
No, actually, I think it's a very important element. I actually had a discussion with this with a friend of mine on the way downtown the other day, and he was wondering if burlesque was limited, because a lot of the times all he ever sees is sort of that pin-up or hot rod,
vintage, sort of
rockabilly. That's the word I was looking for.
No way, Jose.
I know.
I do burlesque.
That's what I tried to explain.
Copacabana. Jenny does burlesque too. I'm Janis Joplin.
I know. That's why I think it's important.
So many directions.
I was arguing to him that that was not true, but that was his perception from not being in the scene. Is he sees a lot of. So, in fact, this show on Monday is important to
and
show.
I think that our audience is one of the sexiest audiences out there.
Yeah. Hottest
so
people in Vancouver.
In our audiences, they've got something going on.
They really have something going on.
So, yeah, well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for phoning in and giving your
and
opinion on the festival.
And go see Banquet of Broads.
Okay.
Go see Seat of the Pandies. Go see Pink Flamingos. Go see it all.
Go see it all. All of it.
See you later, guys.
See you later.
Bye. Thanks, Misty.
Misty Knight. Thanks for phoning in. We're back here with Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. This is the aforementioned Smooth Man. We are here talking about the 4th International Burlesque Festival. We're with Jenny Magenta and Shabubi Bubarella. Now, Shabubi, let's do a quick run of actually your show, because you're producing a show with the Pink Flamingo Burlesque, which is at the Red Room, Saturday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. What can people expect from your show?
Oh, yes, I am. The Pink Flamingo Burlesque, we're actually half sort of jazz band, very trained musicians, etc., that do a variety from like horn section, Minnie the Moocher, once again up to Copacabana, to Age of Aquarius, to Andy Williams, to Elvis, to Eartha Kitt, to Marilyn songs, etc. It's hearing burlesque music as it used to be with a big... You know, just with that feel, our Red Hot singer, who is called Red, incidentally, she just heats up the place. She is fantastic. And we have guest performers for this show, including our long-lost Vancouver resident burlesque legend, Malaika Millions, who I'm sure many of us have worked with. We also have Vincent Drambuie emceeing from Seattle, Ms. Ginger Snaps from Seattle, Valentina Virago, Lydia DiCarlo, and Vava Vanderbust.
Vava Vanderbust.
We all know Vava.
Waka, waka, waka.
Yes, everyone who knows Vava, well, has seen Vava, knows Vava.
Yeah. Those who know Vava remembers Vava.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's true. There's a love for Vava in this city that is really quite representative of the beauty of respecting and loving all different shapes and sizes and incredible different women that are in this industry,
and
I think.
Forms. And another great thing about burlesque, it's so much about confidence and persona, and something I really support within the community. There's a lot of us, it's just pure character. We're not doing anything dumbed down, no pussycat dollsy. Ooh, we're sexy. It's very individual expression of whoever the hell you are. You got it going on.
Yeah, you do.
That's what you're going to check out this Friday, starting with the VIBF opening martini party. That's at El Burrito, which is in Hastings near Nanaimo.
El Burrito.
Jeez. Thank you very much.
It's actually a fantastic Mexican restaurant.
It is.
They're having...
You could order a burrito there.
I went and bought an appetizer there, and or a free pitcher of beer, and they gave me a free appetizer.
There you go.
They're pretty good there, and on Friday night between 7 and 8, they're going to have a $6.25 2-ounce martini special, so it's sort of a nice chance to all get together and
say hello,
take it off,
then check out Jenny's show.
Also, incidentally, I should say, at El Barrio, the Pink Flamingo Burlesque Band shall be playing background music,
really?
Just to sort of set the vibe for the guests. And
that's sexy.
Then we'll be unloading, of course, and then of course going to Banquets Abroad serving.
Well, you know, yeah, it's going to be a fun night at Banquet Abroad. I'm sorry, I just squealed like a dolphin there. I don't know what came out of me.
That's okay.
That's not me, that was Shabubi. I just want to point that out.
I don't do that.
No, neither do I.
Coming up next on Cabaret Radio, we're going to talk to the Wet Spots, who have written, along with Sam Doolidge, a new play that is going to be premiering this Saturday, May 2nd, at the Wise Hall. We're going to call them live from rehearsal right after this, but here's a little taste of some of the stuff that they've put together as the Wet Spots.
Well, my father says you're nifty,
and you've heard of Baudelaire,
and we both agree that human rights abuses are unfair. You understand your feelings,
and you're not afraid to share,
and I think I could do something with your hair. You smell nice,
and you're groovy,
and we both like foreign movies.
My mother says you have that touch of class.
Well, I can see a shining future
where we'll dialogue and nurture.
But there's one last thing I feel I need to ask. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? 'Cause you're beautiful and curvy, but unless you're kind of pervy, there's no way you and me are gonna last. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? When it comes to brains, you've got them, but unless you play the bottom, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to take a pass. Well, you're adorable, reliable, but is your anus pliable? That's the information that I need. Well, you would do it if you love me. If you're nervous, squat above me, you'll be able to depth and speed. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? 'Cause I've ordered in a shipment of the relevant equipment. I've got lubricant and poppers and some brass. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? This type of penetration, we could always take a correspondence class. You see, I'm not the kind of fella who can get off on vanilla. No, I need a little color in my sex.
Well, honey pie, it just so happens that I brought my day glow strap on and some mescaline to heighten the effect. Ready?
Do you take it in the air? Take it in the ass. Ooh, do you take it in the ass?
On May 12, 2009, BC is faced with a provincial election. Students should vote. When we speak up, they will listen.
Vote for candidates who support a reduced tuition to increase access to better education, better transit, and adequate funding to universities.
On May 12th, vote in the BC elections.
This is a message brought to you by the AMS External Office, authorized by the AMS, registered sponsor under the Elections Act, 604-822-2050.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM's newest radio show. This is Cap Radio with Teddy Smooth. Catch us online at citr.ca. If you missed the show or you're looking to check out the podcast, then also check out citr.ca, as well as you can now find Cap Radio on iTunes. Just search CITR/ Cab Radio. We're here talking about the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival. And earlier we talked to Jenny Magenta. We also talked to Chabubi Bubarella. And now we have the Wet Spots on the line. Cass King, are you there?
Teddy Smooth,
oh,
here we are.
It is fabulous that this phone thing works. I remember last time I talked to you, it was a total disaster.
Live from the Wise Hall.
Live.
My battery's low. This is going to be awesome.
Live from the Wise Hall. How's the rehearsal going? I had to leave pretty early, but how is everything going down there?
It's amazing. It's great to be in the space, and the show is really beautiful. I'm proud to be part of it.
Tell us a little bit about By the Seat. First, I'll explain it. We're here talking with Cass King of the Wet Spots. We're doing By the Seat of Our Panties, a burlesque musical, which is Saturday, May 2nd. There's two shows, one at 8 and one at 10:30 at the Wise Hall, which is at Victoria and Adenac. Now, there was a show last year also called By the Seat of Our Panties, and that was part one. Tell us a little bit about part deux.
Well, what happened when, you know, last year was literally By the Seat of Our Panties. We
right.
started production on last year's show 2.5 weeks before the show. As in, we had our first meeting going, what should we do about this show, 2.5 weeks before. And what happened was the cast gelled so beautifully and the songs just started coming. So that, you know, last year's production, we had three original songs. And there was so much promise there that we... it was mostly John, actually. My partner, John Woods, decided that it had to be a full-scale musical. So he spent the better part of a year working on ideas for numbers And then when we got back together with Screaming Chicken again for this year's show, you know, we put our heads together and decided that we would actually insanely produce a full-scale musical.
So this is a full two-act.
It is a two-act musical with like 18 production numbers in it, full costumes, very lavish choreography.
And this has been all under
original songs.
This has been all in the last month. I mean, this isn't something that's... This is still by the seat of your panties.
It's still by the seat of our panties. The scope is just much, much bigger.
Yes, it's been crazy. I'm also one of the characters in the show, and I've never really even done theater much, and all of a sudden I have a lead in a musical. I'm singing and dancing, and it's a crazy, incredible feeling. How has it been for you guys to write this play and see some of these scenes come to life?
Well, it's really been amazing. We started writing it when we were on tour in Australia. So we were on tour for 3 weeks, kind of writing every day and then doing a show that night. And you know, our original idea of what it would be like is nothing like what it's like. It's actually much more involved. There's a stronger plot. You know, of course, the chickens are doing an amazing number of all of the dances and I don't know. It's just been such a blur. Right from, it's like the first meeting we had, I don't know, was it 8 weeks ago? It was like somebody pulled the starter pistol, you know, pulled the trigger on the starter pistol, and off we went. And it's just been 16-hour days ever since then.
Yeah, I've seen my days blurring into one another.
It's really, really exciting to be producing. We were so inspired by the cabaret and the burlesque scene here in Vancouver, because it really, you know, we travel all over the world, and this is one of the strongest, most eclectic, most interesting, you know, burlesque and cabaret scenes in the world.
And you were mentioning Australia. You guys recently won a prize at the Fringe Festival down there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
We did. We won the award for Best Cabaret at the Adelaide Fringe Festival, which is the second biggest fringe festival in the world after Edinburgh. And so we were really honored about that. And it was kind of a big deal because we didn't think we were going to win. And it was a big award ceremony. And when they announced our name, we freaked out and I fell down. And it was really...
You fell down.
Yeah, it was on purpose, but...
Oh, okay.
It was
That's perfect.
Fall.
That's perfect.
John is here, and Sam Dolmage is here.
Let's talk to John, since to John you mentioned that he had been the one who was sort of spearheaded. We'll talk to him a little bit.
All right. I'm going to put John on the phone right now.
Okay.
Bye, Teddy.
Bye.
Hi, Teddy.
Hey, John Woods of the Wet Spot. Welcome to Cab Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, we were just talking with Cass, and she was saying that after last year's little thrown-together sort of play, that you really took it upon yourself to really go into a full musical. What was it about last year, and what led you into the inspiration to even take on such a momentous project as this?
It was you.
It was me.
Yeah, it was you, totally. Last year, you played the janitor, as you know. And the janitor sings the song called Everybody Wants to Be a Star. And that song, I don't know, there was something about it that just came out completely magically in your performance. And it just seemed like it was, once the song came out, the Everybody Wants to Be a Star song, it demanded to have a musical written around it. it's one of those ones, it's just a magic song like Rainbow Connection or something like that.
So was it one of those moments where it just, like, clicked and you knew that you could not do this?
Yeah, it was one of those moments where it's like, I have to do this. It's, you know, there's no other way. From there, it was quite something. Right after the Burlesque Festival last year, we wound up spending a couple of months in New York City, and I wrote a great number of the songs for this year's show last summer in New York, and... which was amazing. I mean, of course, there's a great musical scene there, and there's a lot of, you know, great performers and other writers around there who are quite inspiring. So, it really started coming together in terms of the arranging of the songs and everything this spring in Australia.
So it was just the Aussie weather that got you going or what?
You know, it was a deadline, you know. That's
isn't that always the way?
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, that was, I mean, one of the reasons why we were really keen to just say, okay, no, we're going to throw down, we're going to make a full musical this year, is to set that challenge, get that deadline. And then, you know, at the end of it, you know, these songs, I mean, they were partway written, but now because of this show that's going up this weekend, they're all the way written and all the numbers are done. It's just, you know, sometimes you got to just jump in the fire and see it dance.
And this year you're playing the janitor. How has that been for you to take on that role that sort of inspired the writing of this play?
Well, it's myself, I really kind of like it, you know. I feel kind of like the guy who played Riff Raff in Rocky Horror movie. He wrote all the parts, and he's sort of a guy who he doesn't do all that much in the film, except at the end, there's this twist ending, and he's like the actual alien overlord or something like that. So it was it's kind of a fun role, you know. The janitor doesn't do a whole lot in the show, but at the end, he pulls out a number and sort of rocks it a little bit.
He sort of gels the entire thing together a little bit. You're
exactly.
Sort of it's sort
he's
of like the glue character.
The yeah, he's that quiet guy behind the scenes,
right.
Who just kind of pulls it together in the end.
And the songs, these original songs that you've been doing, what was it like to write those? Because I know you guys usually write for the Wet Spots as mm-hmm. sort of that group. So what was it like to write songs for a musical? Did you find that extra challenging, or did it sort of flow differently, or how did you find that?
Well, I think one of the reasons, sometimes when you just get like, when you get your hands on a project, there's times when you know you're doing the right thing, where the project just kind of pulls you along, and it just sort of pulls the material out of you. And writing these songs for this musical, the songs, they just kind of like, they just kind of got pulled out really quickly. There wasn't a whole lot of, there's been a lot of work that's gone into them, but the inspiration just kind of kept coming, you know. And writing songs for a musical is a very different thing than writing songs for the Wet Spots. There were some instances in the creation of this musical where, you know, I would have a lyric that I thought was really funny and clever and what have you, and then somebody would have to say, oh, no, that doesn't work with the script anymore. We've made changes to the script, so you have to go and make changes to your, you know, to your lyrics. Now, that would never happen with a Wet Spot.
Right.
So,
somehow I doubt that with the cackle in the background.
but it's really, it's amazing to write songs from different points of view. From the Wet Spots, we kind of have our characters, so most of our songs are coming from a particular point of view. Whereas with this, you know, we've got like the money man, so he's got his kind of like slick businessman kind of point of view, and some songs are from his voice. And then there's like, you know, the big bombshell burlesque star, and so some of hers have got this very Mae West kind of flavor to them. And then there's Shine, who's played by Cass, and she's kind of like an old school, she's kind of like a drag queen trapped in a woman's body kind of character. So those songs are definitely from that point of view as well. So writing from different voices, writing for different, not so much like voices in tenor, bass, or soprano, but voices along the lines of people's characters. Writing for different characters has been a really exciting process.
Yeah, that would be an amazing sort of process to actually sort of inhabit those characters, knowing that you're writing in sort of their language.
Yeah, and I mean, as well, you want to have an eye to the... writing for a musical is interesting because the songs have to advance the plot of the musical.
Right.
But at the same time, they have to stand on their own as good, catchy songs that are going to be rattling around in your head for days and days, you know? So it's kind of finding the sweet spot in between the really hooky sing-along song and the song that's going to advance the plot of the musical is quite a balance. It's lots of fun.
This sounds, I mean, this is By the Seat of Our Panties, part de burlesque musical that's this Saturday at the Wise Hall. Two shows, 8 p.m. and 10:30. We're talking with the Wet Spots, Cass King and John Woods. John, we're almost out of time here, so I'm going to get you to pass me to Sam.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for talking to me. I'm going to pass you to Sam right now.
Okay, we're here on Cab Radio, and we're about to talk to Sam Dulmidge, who is the director of By the Seat of Our Panties, Part Deux.
Hey.
Sam, are you there?
What's going on? Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
Good. Now, Sam, you're also one of the writers of this crazy burlesque musical that's going on.
Yeah, it was a wild experience. They brought me on as initially sort of a story editor, a dramaturg, and somewhere in that process, I noticed that my name showed up as one of the writers, and then I ended up, you know, writing drafts and sort of being in it full on. And we've just been sort of sculpting it and honing it. It was pretty wild working on the thing with these guys while they were down in Sydney doing shows every night. I remember we had one completely epic story editing session via like Skype,
yeah.
Box, and you know, it was like 4 hours of well, what about this? What if we pick this number up from here and move it over there? And, you know, what if this person's saying that? And, you know, what's really going on over here? And just like working it, and that was all like before the script was actually written, when we were just figuring out the outline and the central conflict and the dilemmas and just all this sort of nuts and bolts dramaturgical stuff that is a lot harder to do after you've gone ahead and written the script.
Right.
So
now I'm really new to the musical world, and I've talked to a few of the other cast members that are perhaps a little bit more experienced in this type of field, and they were saying to me that putting on a play like this doesn't happen in a month. So what's going on, Sam? How are we doing this in a month?
Well, it's pretty wild. You know, I think a lot of it is because Screaming Chicken is, like, between Screaming Chicken and The Wet Spots, we have two sort of living, working, creative organisms that are coming together to make one big one for the duration of the show, right? And, you know, Screaming Chicken is very, they've got their whole vibe. It's very collaborative. You know, it's not so much like Melody, Mangler does the choreography. It's not so much like Melody walks in and tells everybody how it's going to be.
Right. It's more of, hey, this could look good and we'll try it.
Collaborative. It's very organic and everybody's ideas are sort of welcome, and she just sort of sorts through everything and curates it. Right? She's like the immune system of the choreography, and as the, you know, now the director, I'm like the immune system of the show. So I basically try to stay out of everyone's way as much as possible and allow the organisms that are already functioning to work as much as they can. Right? So, I mean, I had an assistant director come on board, Jen Cressy, who's been doing wonderful work, and you know, there were three or four numbers that I didn't even see until we ran the whole show for the first time.
Right. But how was rehearsal going tonight? How's it been?
It's going really well. You know, we've got one of our guys off doing a radio show.
Right.
Kate just flew in, so she's back. She's on stage now, walking through some of the choreo. It's kind of wild. It's like watching a little silent movie over here while I'm talking to you. And like while they're going over some little steps and stuff. It's pretty wild.
Sounds awesome.
The way it sort of had to work was, rather than sort of imposing, you know, figuring everything out from the top and letting it trickle down, or imposing it on below like you were doing a larger production, or in a different production, let me say, the only way this is going to work in this amount of time is if we all sort of gave each other a certain amount of rope to just create and just supported each other, you know, as much as we could. Right.
Right. That's one of the things I've enjoyed most about the process, is just there is a certain element of taking it home and bringing back to the table each time, and you sort of see what each person has brought, and we've been learning off each other that way, instead of more of, hey, this is what you're going to do and this is what you're going to do. So it's been more of a personal process, which has been very interesting to me, because I've never really delved too much into the world of musicals or even theater that much.
Yeah, and it's very like kind of self-directed. You know, we've got the MP3s online. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Choreography, so people can sort of do a lot of their work at home, and it reduces the need for a whole lot of rehearsals where everybody gets called to every rehearsal. Right? It's funny, I'm looking around here. People are doing crafty.
Crafty stuff?
Yeah, people are doing crafty stuff. Grace Lola is building some sort of thing, and people are making notes. So,
well, we're pretty much out of time, so I just wanted to say thanks for talking to me tonight, and I'll see you at rehearsal tomorrow.
Back to rehearsal, so we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, thank you very much.
Cass, are we all done?
No, we are all done here.
All right, thanks, brother.
Say hi to everyone for me.
Joe Wells.
All right. That is Sam Dulmage. He's directing the By the Seat of Our Panties, Part Deux, a burlesque musical, which is happening at the Wise Hall. This Saturday, May 2nd, there's going to be two shows, 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. You can get tickets in advance through ClubZone/VIBFA2009. Wow, I nailed that. I didn't even have a piece of paper in front of me. The Wise Hall is at Victoria and Adirondack. We'll be right back with a tiny bit of upcoming events just after this.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Aside from shaving my back in between my privates, I don't know what I should do this week.
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
Hey, welcome to Upcoming Events. Welcome back to Cab Radio. Okay, first thing you want to do, Thursday, Scout Clothing presents Main Street Swagger on at the Rio Theater Stage. It's going to be East Van fashion through all the ages. Hipsters, scenesters, retro vintage, pinup girls, 80s pop, hip-hop, skater boys, fetish wear. Everything will be there. Doors are going to be at 8 p.m., shows at 9. Tickets are at the door. Once again, that Scout Clothing presents Main Street Swagger at the Rio Theater Stage. I don't want to say how much it is, Jenny Magenta. Thank you for that, though. Speaking of Jenny Magenta, Friday,
Banquet of Broads, second helping. It's the opening night production, a full-on production of the Vancouver International Burlesque Festival after the Martini Party, and you will be blessed to attend this show. You will get vendors from across the city, including Surrey, and you will get performers that you will see throughout the festival, and also a wonderful, amazing evening of good times. We have DJ Evelyn, who's well known for the rock and roll high school events that she does. We also have a licensed bar. Hey! And some of the most incredible performers I personally love in Vancouver, including Crystal Precious. We have Delilah from San Francisco, Burgundy Bricks, the Marmaladies who sing, Betty Loop who does pole dancing. We've got Lola Lockhart and Ivana Trumpet from the Screaming Chicken Theatrical Society, belly dancing, pole dancing, Lady Villainy from the Starlet Harlots, and go-go dancing from two of the most incredibly beautiful women that I know. And if you want more information, you can look it up on Club Zone under Banquet Abroad, Second Helping. Welcome.
Wow, Jenny, thanks for keeping it to five lines.
You didn't give me the sign, Teddy. You just sort of like threw it over to me, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to rock this, and you know.
That's all right. Check out Jenny's show, Banquet of Broads, Friday at the Russian Confederation Hall. Now, Saturday.
Pink Flamingo Burlesque, I'll Give You My Fine Lines, starring, sort of, Shabubi Bibarella introducing a really complex one-man band routine, including MC Vincent Rambiri from Seattle, who tours the US regularly and did London Burlesque Fest last year. He's great. We have our long-lost Marilyn S. Goddess, Malaika Millions, this year. We also have Cutie Pie, Valentina Virago, Ms. Ginger Snaps from Seattle, Lydia DiCarlo, and Vanderbust.
You know, I haven't seen that Lydia girl very many times, but I like what she does. She's hot. She's hot.
By the seat of what I've seen her do, I shouldn't say seat of. Anyway, Lydia is pretty goddamn sexually attractive.
Yes,
leave it
is.
At that.
Yes, she is. Okay, also Saturday, check out By the Seat of Our Panties. That's going to be at the Wise Hall, which is Adanac and Victoria. This brand new musical features 11 original production numbers with music and lyrics by the Wet Spots. Choreography.
Yeah, whatever, Teddy. Those were your five lines.
Choreography.
Oh, I'm
by...
so smooth. Choreography by Screaming Chickens.
Starring Teddy Smooth.
Melody. I'm getting to that. Melody Manger and an original script by the Wet Spots and Sam Dulmage. I don't know how to really say his name that correctly. There we go. Thank you very much. This musical also stars John Woods, Cascading the Wet Spots, Teddy Smooth, myself, Lola Lockhart.
Oh, Lola.
Oh, yeah.
Teddy. You're so smooth.
Oh, God. So wonderful in here.
Sometimes.
Anyways, come see it. It's Wise Hall Saturday. You can check out tickets for all the shows of the festival at clubzone.com. VIBFA 2009. Sunday night. We're getting to Sunday.
You can check out the Burlesque Festival at www.vanburlesquefest.com
for a
full program of events.
There we are. All right. Can I do Sunday now?
Yes.
All right.
If you
Sunday.
Feel like it.
Sunday and every Sunday is Kitty Nights. Sunday's at the Biltmore Cabaret. This week, it's the Starlet Harlots Takeover.
Teddy Smooth on the decks.
And Dr.
Guys,
Sketchy's at
your
school.
Would you guys just let me get through this, please?
I don't think
Teddy,
so.
Teddy, you realize that you have two vivacious, amazing women in your room.
You realize
right
that
now.
I have control of your buttons.
You realize that I'm going to take off my top right now?
Teddy,
oh, man.
Right,
all right. We had CanCon boots in the first episode, so let's see some in the fourth episode.
I've got my beige Oprah bra on.
There they are.
You puppeteered mine, so we don't have to go that way.
No, I did pheromones. Malika Millions.
I'm sorry, Malika manipulated my assets.
Yes, I did look at them though. Anyways, this Sunday, Kitty Nights and Harry, it's the Starlet Harlots Takeover. This week, all your favorite Starlet Harlots beauties, including Pheromones,
Lola Frost,
Lady Villainy,
Katie Couture,
and Miss Via Rose, with special guest Dapper Dan.
Oh, love those Starlet
and
Harlots.
Of course,
and those Kitty Nights.
Burgundy Bricks will be there.
And the Professor.
Oh, hosted by
Burgundy.
The Professor.
Hey, Doug.
And tunes by
Teddy
Smooth.
Wrong.
DJ Teddy Smooth.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. Your first name's DJ on your birth certificate.
Sorry, keep forgetting.
As always, it's just $5. Doors are at 8:30. Show's at 9. It's at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is basically at 12th and Kingsway, right underneath the big pink Hojo.
Also, Sunday evenings, for those who love to play live music or see live music, we've got down at the Speakeasy on Davie Street every Sunday night starting at 8 o'clock with Eric Carberry. Get in touch at music@thespeakeasy.ca
if you
would like to come down and perform. We like every style of everything, so please get in touch with us. That's every Sunday, 8 o'clock.
All right, Monday night, and every Monday night, the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience.
Oh.
Their motto, drink, smoke, sing, then repeat. Guess what? This Monday night is special as well because it's also the Evil knows it's part of the International Burlesque Festival. It's his dress-up fancy party.
Ooh!
Dress up real fancy and you get to sing more often. How rad is that?
That is rad.
And where is this going on and what time, please?
It's
going
to be happening at the Pub 340, which is Canby Street near Hastings. And that is happening anytime after 8:30. It's cheap booze, fabulous prizes, and new songs every week. That's the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience at Pub 340.
Go Evil, he's a great
You could
host.
Be all high class and go to the fashion show and then be all like, I want to rock the karaoke and head out to dance show. That'd be awesome.
Okay. Also on Monday night, we have the Burlesque Catwalk. We talked to Misty earlier. That's at the Caprice Nightclub. If you want to check out some of the burlesque fashion, that's awesome. That's the Caprice Nightclub, which is on Granville Street. That's doors at 8, show at 9. And lastly, now normally I wouldn't promote you something that will make you miss listening to my show, but because of podcasts, you know how awesome I think this show will be, I think you should check it out. It's Cinco de Mayo at Lucy Mae Brown's Bordello, and Opium Den and the Inhabitants are celebrating in style. by Dropping Dead. Join this cast of crazy characters as they resurrect the ghost of old Vancouver in this interactive and intimate murder mystery burlesque and help them deduce who the murderer is before they all drop dead. There will be blood, and I'm told maybe nachos. It's starring a plethora of performers, including Bon Bon Bombay, Bonnie Kilroe, Little Woo, so many. Written and directed by Rosie Delight. It's going to be doors at 8:30, show at 9. Tickets are $15. Extremely limited seating, I'm told, so you want to buy your tickets in advance, and you can get all tickets for all the shows of the Burlesque Festival at www.clubzone.com/VIBFA2009. That is it for upcoming events. Now listen to this song here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We'll be back with closing moments and how you can win tickets to the Burlesque Festival right after this.
You gotta have boobs if you wanna impress tycoons and roofs. You need boobs to fill out a sweater. You need two, but three might be better. And that's one in the back for dancing. Do 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 do. You gotta be stacked. Hey, you gotta be grouped, individually packed. For with boobs you can start a romance off. Make a man stand right up and take his hat off. I know it doesn't rhyme, ducky, but it does keep me legitimate. To make a bull paw the earth and mutter, even a cow has to show her udders. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. Some push 'em up, some stick 'em out, and some keep 'em flapping in the breeze. Some tie them down, because if they don't, they would hang down to their knees just to tease. You've gotta have boobies if you want men to offer diamonds and rubies. Why, even a tennis player would knock his balls out over the net for a chick who fills each cup until it falls out. Big, small, or medium, or oversized, they've all got that flavor and it's homogenized. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. Now some have enough, and some have too much, and some like me could stand a whole lot more. Some are like watermelons, and some are like grapes, and some are like knobs upon the door. What's your score? You've gotta be filled. Two fried eggs will never grab him like grapefruits will, and they're both breakfast foods. But listen, girls, don't try to fool your lover. Remember, he can go to Goodyear if he wants rubber. Some men are leg men, and some are behind men. But if he's a boobs man, even a blind man will find him. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. You think it's easy to write songs like this? Lots of research. Just think, if all us girls had boobies with fluoridation, we could take the cavities out of the whole darn nation. A nibble a day keeps the dentist away. Altacockers like big knockers. This goes over great in Israel. You've gotta have boobs, so be kind to your flat-chested friend. Tomorrow she may be bigger than you are. You start out with A cup and wind up with E cup. Silicones are girls' best.
Hey, that's Ruth Wallace from Ruth Wallace's Greatest Hits, entitled Boobs. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9, FM's newest radio show. It's every Tuesday night at 11. Check us out at CITR.ca. If you missed the show, check out the podcast on that same website, CITR.ca.
And what is
or
the number for
check
that
it out. Check it out at iTunes. Search CITR-Cab Radio. And you can also phone in right now because we're about to give away some prizes. Our phone number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. I'm here with Jenny Magenta, Shabubi Bubarella, and earlier we talked with the Wet Spots live from rehearsal. Their show by the Cedar Panties is on this Saturday. Shabubi Bubarella's show was also Saturday, and Jenny Magenta's show is on Friday.
Well,
as part of the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Teddy.
Me neither, I'm sorry, Teddy.
CITRFM, what is the number for that?
Yeah, if you were actually to own a radio and you were to tune in, what would be the numbers?
101.9 FM.
101.9.
Now, ladies, it's one of my favorite times of the program. Let's give away some free prizes. Jenny, since your show's up first, let's do some of yours. What's the deal? How are they going
to
win?
Well, I'm willing to give away two tickets. Normally it would be $25 at the door to see the show, which is Friday night. But I am willing to give away two tickets for the first person who calls, who can describe what the color magenta is. And, you know, it's not that complicated, but there is an answer. And other than that, if not, you can email me, the first person to email me at missjennymagenta@gmail.com. We'll get two complimentary tickets to the Banquet of Broads for Friday, May 1st at 9 p.m.
There you are. If you're listening to this podcast tomorrow or the next day and you haven't heard by the end of the show someone winning, then send her an email. And you can have yourself a couple tickets to her show this Friday at the Russian, what is it?
The Confederation Hall? Well, the official name is the Russian Confederation Hall. Well, we're calling it the Russian Hall. It's just that there are a couple Russian halls in Vancouver. The Russian Confederation Hall is in East Van. The Russian Hall is in Kitsilano.
Just think, rah-rah, Russian Hall.
Booby-booby, Russian Hall.
Shabubi Bubarella,
yes.
Your show is Saturday. You also have a giveaway, don't you?
I do. Our show is Saturday night. Show starts at 8 p.m. at the Red Room in Richard Street. I would like to have a giveaway. My trivia question is, who does Bert on Sesame Street like to hang around with? It's a really difficult question. His companion's name starts with E. And ends with E. So if anyone wants to email me at Shanti...
Ecstasy? Sorry, no, that's
Teddy,
with a Y.
That's with a Y, Teddy.
Sorry,
that's silly. And it's not Elmo.
Oh,
Or the like the sound that we made earlier, that dolphin noise, that...
Yeah, that was...
You're all being extremely immature. I can't really answer to you at this time. But
okay,
if you,
How do they win?
Email Shanti, S-H-A-N-T-I, at vanburlesquefest.com with... Bert's companion's name, you'll get a double pass to the Pink Flamingo show at the Red Room at 8 p.m. this Saturday, May 2nd.
Eddie!
No.
No.
That's not it. So, you have a chance to phone
in. I'm not impressed.
Eric's going to answer the phone. Let's see if we have a winner, maybe. We might already have a winner. Do we have a winner? Eric? E-Rock? He's giving me a big no. Okay, so we're going to move on. I also have two tickets to give away to By the Seat of Our Panties Part 2 for the early show, which is at 8 p.m. It's a burlesque musical. Now, what you want to do is tell me who I interviewed earlier who wrote the play. They're a duo. They sing about a lot of sexual issues, and I talked to them earlier. So if you're listening right now and you want to call in, it's 604-822-2487. Or if you're listening tomorrow or the next day on a podcast and you don't hear by the end of the show that someone's won, then you can contact me at cabaradio@gmail.com. That is cabaradio@gmail.com. That is... it pretty much for Cabaret. Do we have someone on the phone, E-Rock?
No, that was...
No, they lost the blue binder earlier. They were just concerned as to where it was.
Okay. No, that was... So there you go. We have tickets to Jenny Magenta's show. Contact her at...
MissJennyMagenta@gmail.com.
And your question was...
Describe the word magenta.
Describe magenta. Shaboobie.
Mine is, who is Bert's companion on Sesame Street? Name starts with E, ends with E. If you could email me that answer on Shanti, S-H-A-N-T-I, at vanburlesquefest.com. Double pass coming up for the first correct answer, Saturday night, 8 p.m. at the Red Room.
And we also have two tickets to buy the Seat of Our Panties Part 2, which is... the early show, and if you can tell me, that's host Teddy Smooth, who Teddy. I talked to earlier, who wrote, co-wrote the play. They are sex-positive duo that sings. Then you can contact me at cabradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. Hey, that's it for part one of our look into the Vancouver International Burlesque Festival. It's the fourth edition. It starts this Friday, May 1st, and it goes through May 10th. Next week on the show, we are going to talk to some of the Sweet Soul Girls. They have a show coming up the following Thursday,
May 7th,
along with Burgundy Bricks and the Professor of Kitty Nights, which will be a tease for two, a burlesque festival double bill. So you want to tune in. We're going to be talking to some of them. We will also be talking to Dr. Phineas. Now, Dr. Phineas hasn't even come into town yet, but he's got a show that's happening next Wednesday at Pub 340. It's called Dr. Phineas's Crow Cage. I can't even say it. It's so big. Traveling collection of the weird and wild circus sideshow sensations. I mean...
It's going to be wild.
I can't wait to talk to them because they're not even in town yet. They're on tour right now, and they're going to be coming up for the festival. We're lucky enough to book them. They're going to be here next Tuesday at 11. Hey, this is CITR 101.9 FM. Catch us online at CITR.ca. This is CITR's newest show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. This was our part one look at the International Burlesque Festival. Next week, part two. Thanks
Good
for tuning
night,
in.
Honeys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
We'll leave you with some sort of classic-y sort of burlesque-y music.
Bow.
Enjoy. See you next week. Tuesday nights at 11. CITR 101.9.
Rising up back on the street, did my time, took my chances. I went the distance, now I'm back on my feet, just a man with the will to survive. And many times it happened too fast, you change your passion for the glory. Don't lose your grip on dreams of the past, you gotta fight to keep them alive. It's the eye of a tiger, dream of a fight, rising up to challenge a rival. The last known survivor stalks prey in the night, watching us all in the eye of the tiger. To face out in the night, hanging tough, staying hungry. They stack the odds till we take them to the street. We kill with the skill to survive. Yes, it's the eye of the tiger, it's the cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. And it's the last known survivor who stalks in the night, watching us all in the eye.
straight to the top. I got the guts, got the glory. I went the distance, not gonna stop. I'm just a man with a will to survive. Yes. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. It's the last known survivor, stalking prey in the night, watching us all in the eye. Stalk and pray in the night, and he's watching. Oh, the tiger!
Thanks for listening to Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. I leave you with... Who do I leave you with? I leave you with Jill Barber tonight. Enjoy your night. We'll see Suburban Jungle in about 7 hours.